Hey, welcome to another episode of A Pint with Friends. This is a episode that was kind of, I want to say it was lost in the archives, but that would be a total lie. Basically, I haven't done any recording or any podcast in almost a year and a half.
Because you're lazy.
Because I'm lazy, because I kind of changed some things, got a different job. Real busy. Just basically busy, exhausted, with a top sprinkling of lazy.
That's what you say to all the girls.
That is exactly what I say. I'm here with my lovely wife, Shannon, and this is a podcast that we recorded Christmas, pains me to say, Christmas 2012. Christmas Eve, to be specific. We were down at Shannon's parents' house in beautiful Fort Walton Beach, and...
Florida.
Fort Walton Beach. Fort Walton Beach,
Florida. Fort Walton Beach, Florida.
People talk like that.
Yeah.
Not quite like that, but
yeah,
they say fixin' a lot.
a lot.
Shannon's family, Hungarian and Polish, they do
Hungarian, presents. Polish, Swedish, and English.
All of that?
Yes.
You really sounded unimpressed when you said that.
Because that's a lot to be shoved into a body.
Hello. They do, their Christmas tradition is that you open up gifts on Christmas Eve. Mm-hmm. And when I was there.
Because Polish, Hungarian people cannot wait.
They are an anxious bunch.
Yes.
Impatient.
We got to get to our pierogies.
They do. We have to get to our pierogies. So when we were there, and this was quite after I started doing podcasting and mm-hmm. did like four immediately and then took a break. I decided it'd be really, really fun to interview our nieces, and since apparently it's against the law in most countries to serve minors, small children, I had to clarify what minors are, serve small children alcohol, I thought, wouldn't it be fun if we served them root beer instead? Mm-hmm. So,
very last... Because reviewing root beer, sorry, is a big thing, though. There is,
could be.
There is root beer reviewing... Blocks.
Yeah, I wouldn't be surprised. This was very last minute. We collected three root beers. Didn't get everything that I wanted to collect, but we found three root beers. And there was Cora, who was 14 at the time, Kendra, who was 11, and Kiriana, who was 5. So now envision them 2 years older. Interesting. They've changed
yes,
so much.
But also three was probably good because shoving any more root beer into a 3-year-old or a 5-year-old is probably not a good thing. But it was fun. It's fun to sugar up your nieces and give it back to the parents.
It is, and that's going to be a chapter in my new book.
Sugar Up Your Nieces.
No, that's the name of the chapter. Sugar Up Your Nieces. In my book, I can uncle the shit out of your children.
That is good.
Wait, uncle the crap out of your children.
Uncle the shit is better just because it would sell better. And I
got to put like an exclamation point.
Uncle the
star.
Shot.
Uncle the shite out
shite
of your children.
Shite out of your children.
Another chapter is I have 8 nieces and nephews and I've never changed a diaper.
Yeah?
I think
have
that's
you
impressive.
Changed a diaper?
Never have.
Really?
And I've never
You've
done
never
it.
Wiped a bum besides your own.
Exactly. I've never done that.
Wow.
It's impressive,
we
I know.
We should hook you up with Rick and Amory's child.
Don't need to. Why would we do that?
I don't know.
It's completely unnecessary. I can teach you the ways of avoiding that altogether. See, really, it's so easy. Because if you get together with your family, there's pretty much almost always a grandparent there. Specifically a grandmother.
And they're anxious to wipe an ass.
They are all about wiping asses. No, apparently they just want to spend time with the golden child, and they will just
no better way to spend time with your golden child is to wipe
an
their ass.
Ass. Yeah, that's true. That's
yes.
true. That's gonna come from my grandparents' book. It's no better time
wiping
to
ass
wipe
is 70.
An ass.
Yes, that's right.
So here we are.
I'm dying now.
A year and a half later, I'm gonna start podcasting again, probably with. The lovely Shannon.
Yay-ish. Yeah, yay.
Yeah.
Yay.
And we'll Booze. Do some other things. Shannon's got some Drinking. Websites that she's working on. It's coming yep. out. One called inspirereef.com. You should check out because that actually features a lot of images from the beautiful Destin Fort Walton Beach, Florida area.
The Emerald Coast.
The Emerald Coast.
The Gulf Coast. The and home now of the hurricanes.
We take you to Christmas. Let's go back to Christmas 2012, Christmas Eve, Fort Walton Beach. Enjoy it now.
With shorts.
Root beer, a pint with nieces.
You also got a mosquito bite.
Sure. We gotta start again. It wasn't recording.
Oh my.
Yeah.
Gosh.
Okay. Well, what are we having?
Are so you starting?
We're gonna start again.
Okay. Ready.
So I'm here with my nieces, Cora, Kendra, and Kiriana. They are 14, 9, and 5.
I'm 11.
You're 11? What did I say?
Did you say 14?
I
didn't
say 9.
You said 9.
I said 9. Oh well.
Oh my.
That's why I should have let you do it again. Anyway, we're gonna have 3 different types of root beer. How awesome is that?
Awesome.
Again, you guys are so quiet.
Cora's the quiet one.
So, Kiriana, what are we having? Are we having root beer? Have you had root beer before? You gotta talk loud.
You think so?
No.
You never had root beer before? Cora says she's never had root beer. I don't believe it. I know.
The first root beer, it's a drive-in style root beer called Dog and Suds Root Beer.
Let's pour it.
Okay, let's pour it. Let's try it.
Everybody wait. So as Auntie Shannon pours away,
I won't pour it.
Look at those bubbles. Those bubbles dissipate fast.
Well, there's Uncle Scott's.
Okay, everybody lift it up. Give it a smell. How's it smell? Can you hear bubbles on your face?
It smells like root beer.
Who got bubbles up their nose? Did anyone? Did you?
I like
it. It smells like root beer.
You like
I had this before because it smells like that.
That's awesome.
Have you sniffed root beer often?
I taste it. It tastes like the same smell.
You're not supposed to drink it yet.
Now have a taste of it. You can taste
it. Now you can drink it.
Mmm, sugar.
Mmm.
Woo! It's sugary.
You must have had root beer.
It's not good for
you. Do you recognize that taste?
She's chugging it.
What do you think of it? Do you like it?
She likes the smell.
Careful not to spill it on your dress.
Wow, that
so
is very sugary.
What you,
yeah, it
what
really
you think
is.
Of it? What is your review of this root beer?
Do you like it?
Good.
Do you love it?
Yeah.
Do you want to drink it every day for the rest of your life?
That would be a yes.
Do you want to jump in a bathtub full of root beer?
No, you don't, because your eyes would burn. You'd get out and you'd be all sticky.
Ew. Then
so
you'd have to take another bath.
What is the one word to describe how you like it?
If somebody dumps this in the bathtub, I would drink it.
Alrighty then.
let's call that company and get them to do an advertisement.
Or what do you think of it?
It's good.
It's sugar?
Yummy.
Good. Kendra, what do you think of it?
Maybe a smaller sample next time.
Okay.
Maybe if it didn't have so much sugar, it would be better.
Well,
but it is root beer, so.
What root beers have you tried?
I drink it all
do you know?
Time. Oh, good. Well, you'll get more.
Like the normal, there's different root beers at, like, different, like, fast food places.
Mm-hmm.
There's one, I can't remember the name of it, but it's got, like, a gray label. Like, it's gray, and it's, like.
Is it Mug Root Beer?
Mm-hmm. Oh, I've had that.
Is it A&W Root Beer? What's
I've had
the next
that.
Root beer?
Two
out of the three we have dogs on the label, which is kind of surprising. She wanted more. That's hilarious.
She stayed here with you tonight.
I know, I was doing little small glasses of it.
This is awesome.
All right.
Root beer number 2 is what, Auntie Shannon?
Mm. This is Kariana's preferred picture.
Mm-hmm.
It's a bulldog
root
beer.
I'm loving this one because it's yummy.
A bulldog root beer.
Yes, and it says unleash the taste.
Let's unleash it.
Unleash it.
Okay, so let's unleash it and see how everybody likes it.
I think we know who will like it. Careful. Remember, you gotta sniff it first. Wait for it. She's a natural reviewer.
She is.
Oh, that has a different smell. It's like? Got a different smell.
Does it?
Yeah, it's got a totally like different smell.
Root beer with two
different
root beers. Oh, okay.
It smells like Kelsey.
Are you saying it smells like poo?
No, I'm saying it smells like the actual Kelsey. Like, smell
so
it.
So she smells like sugar?
Sure, yes. Yana, what's it smell like to you?
It smells like two different
beards. Smells like, I think it smells like rainbows. With a little bit of sugar on it.
And some unicorns.
Yeah, definitely can smell the unicorn.
A little bit of gold there at the end. Okay, so everybody taste it.
I've already been tasting it.
Me too.
I play by my own rules.
Yeah. Mm. This is disgusting.
I want
it's
too
really
much sugar.
You know, I think there's like.
I think this one has way more sugar than the first one.
I think there's ginger in this.
Really? Really? Can I see the bottle? Where's it from?
I poured mine and Carolyn's cup.
Did you? So this was the. This is the original Bulldog.
That's why I poured it in Carolyn's cup.
Tell us in the microphone.
It's awfully sweet.
It's gross.
It's good.
And how do you like it compared to the first one?
I like it really good too.
You like them both. Okay.
She's not disappointed.
So Kariana loves both. Kendra kind of likes the first one.
This is disgusting.
Second like, one, the not so happy with
gross.
It. Cora?
Gross. The second one is gross.
Second one is gross.
Yeah.
All right. So
anybody want
one? It's just very, very sweet.
Here, I see it. No pour it in Carolyn's cup.
Oh, no. Let's
please
give her
don't.
We need a glass to pour it into.
You can pour it in mine.
A spit
because she's
glass.
Gotta have a little bit of this. I don't think
the last one is a classic A&W, which is what I grew up with
Carolyn
in Canada,
really
which I think is like a more of a northern root beer than. Did you have root beer growing up? A&W root beer growing up here? You guys did too? Okay, so maybe it is everywhere.
Yeah,
I love
you don't have the best.
You love it. I know, we didn't have hires. We weren't organized.
Supply here is not good.
I know.
I haven't seen it for a while, so.
Yeah, it was hard finding.
We're missing hires. I wanted to get hires, and I wanted to get mug root beer, but I didn't. I ran out of time.
Oh, mug?
But I've given you one
everywhere.
All right, let's pour this last one.
Okay, no, just no tasting yet.
Man, opening up presents is going to be awesome after this.
All right, wait a second.
No, not so much.
Yeah.
Look at that one. Way more bubbles.
Yeah.
Way more bubbles than the first two.
What do you think, Kariana?
Has a different smell to me as well.
It smells gingerbread man.
Gingerbread man.
It kind of
does.
It smells really good.
She's got a good snipper.
Alright.
Yeah.
You
want to
taste it?
I think A&W is my favorite.
The puppy.
Yeah.
I'm
tasting it.
Yeah? You think so too, Cora? You're just hating this whole thing, aren't you?
Yeah.
What soda pop do you normally drink? You don't drink Coke?
Whenever we go out.
Sprite?
She's not it's better than the other.
Really? Well, that's
she
a good,
likes
that's
sweet
probably
tea.
A good
she
thing.
Sweet tea more than anything.
Kariana has a review. What's
Kariana, what do you think?
It's better than the other one.
Better than both of them?
Better than the bulldog.
Melinda, you're going to have a child jumping off the wall tonight. Just letting you know.
I think it's super duper duper good.
This one's a lot better than the first two.
I think so too.
Yeah.
Way to go, A&W.
Like the first one.
So how do you rate them? Dog and Suds was the first beer. First
I like that
beer.
Second place.
Second place. So A&W is first?
Yes.
The classic, and then Bulldog is third.
It's third.
Yes, because it was very bad.
And that's unleashing the taste is not good then.
Let's not pour it over top of the computer. Well, good. Thank you, guys.
Would you like that in a bathtub as well?
What about a swimming pool? So a sink full of the second one.
Well, she just chugged 3 cups of that down, just letting you know. In a couple of hours, she might be
bouncing. And to put this in context, we are having Christmas here at my in-laws, and their tradition is to open up gifts on Christmas Eve, and this podcast is holding up some serious present opening. So, and now that I've done my amazing job of an uncle, completely filled them with sugar, I think it's really going to be a fantastic present opening time. So who around here wants to open up some presents?
I do!
You guys are more excited for presents than root beer.
We'll do stockings first.
Well, thank you, ladies.
I'll wait for presents. All right.
Thank you so much. Take care. And that was A Pint with Nieces.